The annual barn tour is Sunday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m.
You meet wonderful people. You see fabulous horses.
Author Rita Mae Brown says she jumps at the chance to experience a barn tour.
In Virginia, we're so lucky. I mean, we have such an array of barns and such a great depth of horsemen here for centuries.
Brown said she learns something every time she takes one of these tours.
You see architecture that's practical, and that always impresses me. You know, it's not there for show. It's there because it has to work. And then you start thinking about your house, you know, if my house is well built.
The Barn Tour Sunday will benefit the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation and programs like its Greener Pastures. Men doing time at the James River Work Center in Goochland are learning a valuable trade while caring for thoroughbreds too old to compete, including Secretariat's grandson, Covert Action. Brown adopted one of the horses from the farm, an animal called Colebrook Lake.
And I was so surprised at how happy those men look when they're with the horses. And they did a great job with this horse. Just, I mean, I can't say enough good about what they did or about Lake himself.
The Retirement Foundation and its Second Chance program in Goochland has made a big difference in the lives of the racehorses that are brought there and the men who take care of them.
I think it's really important because it gives me the knowledge that I'll need to work in the horse industry. Like right now, I'm studying equine dentistry with the vet that comes here, and that's a field that I'm looking into, as well as working at a barn with horses.
David Hampton is from Goochland. He has graduated from the Groom Elite program.
What we learn here at the program is like 10 times more than what you would pay to have, you know, for a college course. I mean, this is a six-month program. We learn about the whole anatomy of the horses and, you know, bones, everything, dealing with them, their health, feed, you know, barn maintenance, everything is in there.
Each of the men in the program is responsible for several specific horses.
Oh, yeah, every one of them. We bring down different herds each day, you know, make sure each herd, we try to get each herd down at least twice a week and work on them, check them over. We go up, feed them in the morning, we check them over for injuries, any kind of fungus, you know, anything that they get from in the field, cuts, wounds.
They're coming out of this, I feel like they're almost like vet techs. They're very marketable to be very good barn managers and ranch hands when they release.
Brandy Nixon is the institutional coordinator for Greener Pastures. Expect the barn, the horses, and the men, she said, to be a very professional operation.
All of the barns are within driving distance of this one within just a few minutes. Each focuses on something different, but this one, you know, focuses on the curriculum that the offenders are learning and that these horses are so, you know, good for adoption.
19 horses have been adopted out, and some of those by men who have been released. Also on the barn tour are Clarendon, a state-of-the-art hunter-jumper show barn, Virginia Equine Clinic at Deep Run Hunt Club, an ambulatory vet practice, Mount Bernard Farm, dating to the 1850s where racehorses are bred and boarded, and Sterling Farm, that breeds rare Russian cavalry horses. Learn more online at jamesriverhorses.org. John Ogle, WCVE News.